It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants to try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically all the fun you can have with food at your home or out with your friends. We have wonderful sponsors in our show. I hope that you use them. They treat us so very fine, and they are exceptional. Well, we're in January. It's a nice weekend. It's not too cold. It's, you know, averaging about zero. It's January. But we're still making our soups this month. And in this evening's show, I have my good buddy Rob Hicks. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, David?
Doing great. Right. And last night I went up to Rob's house, and if you saw my post on Facebook, you would have saw one of the most wonderful tri-tip sandwiches you would ever see. Is that about right, Rob?
I would have to say so, yes.
Now, Fairbanks, this was a joint effort between Rob and myself. Is up at his house. And Rob, what was your job?
My job was to make the tri-tip. Mm-hmm. And I also did a pot of French onion soup.
Yeah. We'll get to the French onion soup, but that was incredible too. So how did you cook the tri-tip?
I let it marinate for about 2 hours.
And what sort of marinade?
Well, I was going to use my Montreal. You know me, man. Yeah. Lee and Perrin's in Montreal. Well, I was out of Montreal. I forgot to get more. So I made fresh. So okay. I just chopped, ground up pepper, smashed down a whole bunch of garlic and chopped it up real good and coarse rock salt.
Okay.
Put it in there, a couple dashes of beer, a couple dashes of Lee and Perrin, let it soak for a couple hours in that. And it came out pretty good.
And he just grilled it?
Just grilled it up. Did about 4, 5, 6 minutes on each side, and then put it on the cold side of the grill.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my job was to make the sandwich.
Yep.
So I came up to your house, and as I walked in, you had the French onion soup ready to go. How was that? How did you make that?
French onion soup's so easy. It's You got to use a lot of butter and butter and olive oil, man. This ain't skinny stuff, man.
it's Mr. Cholesterol stuff.
It was good. You want me to just give you the whole rundown?
Yeah, give me the whole rundown.
Okay, what I did, I take a half a cup of unsalted butter, a couple tablespoons of olive oil, and you slice up about 4 cups of onions. Now, mm-hmm. some people use a couple different kinds of onions. I went all sweet.
Sweet,
it was good. It calls for five cups of beef broth and 2 tablespoons of dry sherry, which I did not put in because I did not have any. But I did put in Worcestershire, and I like that touch of Worcestershire.
Okay.
A teaspoon of dried thyme, a pinch of salt, and a little bit of pepper. And then you get a nice – we got a baguette, mm-hmm. and I chopped that all up, and you put one slice of provolone on each bowl, a half a slice of Swiss on each bowl, and a nice big teaspoon, whatever, of Parmesan, and then you cook it.
Okay,
it was very good. It takes.
So how long did it take you to sweat down your onions? How many? What did you use? About 2-3 onions?
Oh, I think it was two and a half, and it didn't take more than 10 minutes. I just did it real nice and slow.
Yeah,
and you don't want to go too much, and definitely don't want to brown them.
No.
And once it gets like translucent and starts smelling real good, mm-hmm. then you put the broth in and everything else that you got in there. My recipe doesn't call for Worcestershire, but I can't see how you can make that without Worcestershire.
So basically from start to finish, it's 30 minutes.
It said simmer for 30 minutes. I only simmered it for about 20. So, yeah, it was 35, 40 minutes. And then it 2.5, 3 minutes in the broiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You had a melted cheese.
Ooh.
As soon as I walked in, there it was. It just sit in my bowl was ready as soon as
perfect,
I walked
perfect
in.
Perfect time and walked right in. Yep.
So then what I did was you were just got done with the tri-tip and had it wrapped in aluminum foil, so we're letting it rest. So the first thing I did is I diced up a nice yellow onion and in butter, sauteed it up. And I just got it to where it was starting to brown. Just, translucent, mm-hmm. then it was starting to brown. So it's just really nice and tender. Went and got the hoagies at Fred Meyer.
And they were good, yeah. fresh hoagie
nice,
rolls, man.
Nice, soft bread.
Yes, they were.
And I got provolone cheese. So what I did was I put down opened up the bread, and I took a nice layer of the sautéed onion on each piece of bread, each hoagie roll. Then on top of that, I thin sliced at the opposite against the grain of the tri-tip, and it was, you know, it was hard to put it on the sandwich without just putting it out in your mouth. But we did that. We were able to accomplish that without, you know, we were making sandwiches there. And there have been nights where it never got to the sandwich portion. We just ate the tri-tip, you know. We've done that before,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have.
We went caveman. So thin sliced it. And I put about a good inch of meat on each sandwich. And then I put it with provolone cheese on top. And then I put it under your broiler. You used a broiler for your French onion soup.
Yep.
And I used your broiler to just, you know, about a minute and a half, melt the cheese.
Just melt it.
Pulled it out. And then I made that cream sauce. Mm. That and Fairbanks, I'd never made this before, but I found a recipe. And it calls for 8 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 6 tablespoons of a creamy horseradish, 4 tablespoons of sour cream, 4 tablespoons of honey, 6 tablespoons of Lee and Perrin, 4 tablespoons of ground peppercorns, and then four tablespoons of diced garlic. So I, you know, a bunch of garlic cloves and diced it all up and put in there. I mixed it all together, and when I tasted it, it was just that wow moment. And that really made that sandwich. I put, you know, about 2.5-3 tablespoons on each sandwich. I cut mine in half. You don't like me to, you don't like yours, you know, ruined. And when I took that first bite, it was an oh my God moment.
That was good.
And then Fairbanks, Rob being Rob, he goes, "Give me more of that sauce.
Give me more of the sauce."
Yeah. No. So, yep. So it was a great way to have a meal, a soup and a sandwich. Robin Dave's soup and sandwich, French onion soup and a tri-tip sandwich.
It was delicious. What can you say, man? I mean, that was really, really good. The dogs, they were real happy with us last night, too.
Yes, our dogs were with us, you know, Vinny and Berlin, and they were right at our heels and enjoying
every
tri-tip
step of the
with
way,
us.
Man. Yeah, you know it.
So this is our soup month. So what restaurants in town do you like to go get soup at?
Number one is the Blue Roof, because Carla can make soup.
Yes, she can. Mm. And she'll give you a cup or a bowl.
I like
the cup is $4, the bowl is $6, and $6 for a bowl of her soup.
She makes her creamy soups, like the chowders and all that.
Yeah.
Dynamite, man.
Yeah.
It's just good. And my second choice would be Bagels and Brew. They make some good. They have a really good mushroom soup over there.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They got a real good one.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. This week I did sort of like an Italian Southwestern chicken.
Mm.
What I did was, you know, I was at the store, and over at Fred Meyer's they had a special on a cooked chicken for $5.99. Normal price at Costco, but there it's a special for $5.99. So I thought, I'm going to get that, and I'm going to, you know, dice it all up and put it in a soup. So I got a couple things of chicken stock, you know, put in a big pot, got that going, put some sautéed up some onion, put that in, put in some nice ziti pasta. It's an Italian.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yep,
it's
yep.
small. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, ziti.
Yep.
Put about 1/4 pound of that in there. And I diced up the chicken, very good. And then I put a couple Fresno red peppers in there. Those were in there. And I put in some good paprika and some, you know, a few other things. And I cooked it all up. And I didn't put since the chicken was cooked, I didn't put the chicken in until the pasta was good to go.
Right.
And then I cooked it for about another 10 minutes. And I pulled it off and I let it sit. And it was big. You know, this is my weekly soup. And so now what I do with that, it's very tasteful. And I also diced up a couple celery stalks, and I put it in there. So now what I do is, you know, whenever I'm hungry, I just go get a bowl of soup. And there it is. It's ready for me to go. I don't even heat it up. It's so good.
Mm.
So, but this week, I'm going to make a Hungarian mushroom soup.
Mm.
And that'll be
love mushroom soup.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I don't have a plan for my next one. I made a cream of chicken and mushroom last week. That was very good. But I got to dream something up for this week.
You need to be inspired.
Yeah. I just go to Fred's and they'll be, oh, okay, we'll start here.
You know, another good place for, you know, a good hearty winter soup is over at the Cookie Jar.
Oh, yeah.
They have their steak pottage. Mm. That is really good. And, you know, they have a great menu over there. Yeah. You know, they're not known for their dinners, but they've got good dinners. And their sandwich menu is really, really good. You want a good club sandwich? You want a Reuben?
Oh, I love Reuben.
You know, you want those classic sandwiches? You can get them there. You know, they have the classic sandwiches, and they also have the cheesesteak and the chicken cheesesteak there too. And of course, you got your breakfasts there. And something I saw there, you know how you have a chicken fried steak. You can get that there, or you can get a chicken fried prime rib steak.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. I didn't go for the chicken fried steak, but those were the options. And wow. I was like, wow, that's a unique option.
That is.
So we're looking at playoffs on football.
Saturday?
Yeah, well, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. What sort of food do you like to prep for your home at your home, and where do you like to go for your game?
If I'm going out, I usually go to Banks. Mm-hmm. I like going to Banks. If I stay home, I like bar food, man. You know, some wings. I like making wings. I make piggies into blankets. You know, I buy these little pizzas. You know, one or two of them is always good. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, a couple beers, sodas, whatever, water. But, yeah, it's the same home or same as away.
You know, I enjoy the Banks with you, and their chicken wings are usually pretty good over there. You know, I like going to Big Daddy's and watching the game there. They got all the TVs there, and I'll get the chicken wings over there too and enjoy those. And you know, you want to go to a place with so many TVs that wherever you're sitting at the table or at the bar, you don't have a obstructed view.
Walking in there with a crick in your neck.
Exactly. And they have a good selection over at Big Daddy's of different beers that I like too. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. They have really good help over there now. I've just been amazed at the team that they have and how good their service is. They over Thanksgiving they cooked 12 turkeys for me to bring over to the rescue mission and just knocked it out. And just they do a very good job. And then I also like going to Fender's. I know you're not as big a fan of Fender's.
It's just on the wrong side of town for me.
Yeah, but you know, I live in town,
right?
So I like going over there for the Sunday. They just have one menu on Sunday. It's all breakfast, and they got some great breakfasts there. And so anyway, it should be a good weekend for that. This is a Saturday night airing of our show, but you still have Sunday, and then you have Monday with Dallas playing at Tampa Bay.
So Tom, terrific.
There's a lot of days, there's a lot of weekends now for football party food. You know, your chilies, your chips, your dips, your wings, your burgers, all that fun stuff when you get together to watch the American version of real football. Yeah. And Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break to hear from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail. and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Rob Hicks on this wonderful Saturday evening. You know, we're making soups because it's the month of January. It's supposed to be really cold, but we're not complaining.
No.
But there's one thing that doesn't change. That's the amount of darkness we get. You know, it gradually changes. So soup goes with dark nights, too, and dark days. And if you want to sort of be a little bit lazy, you can go to Costco, and they have a Southwestern soup there that you can get. And it comes in a double package, so you get a lot of it. So depending on how many people you have in your house, it's going to last you a while. But you can add things. So you can add more chicken. You can saute up some mushrooms in there. You can put in chips, you know, you know, put in your crunch in your chips and put them in there, and it's a good Southwest chicken soup. So there's easy ways to make a soup without really having to make a soup. Wouldn't you say, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. Soups are whatever's in the refrigerator stuff.
Yeah. You know? It's the liquid leftovers. Okay, this call it. It's the liquid leftovers. Yeah,
that's kind of how I look at that, no doubt.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned during the break Ivory Jack's.
Oh, yeah. I keep hearing that they have a really good Eggs Benedict on Sunday mornings, and I need to get down there. We got to get down there. That would be good.
Is that a direct order from Rob?
Well, I mean, you know, the playoffs are this Sunday at 9 a.m.
Might be our place, eh? Well, then, how about that? You know, they also have a wonderful mushroom cheeseburger out there. You know, and Dick and Joni run their place so well.
What we went out there I got that Flatiron steak sandwich. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was good. That was good.
That was good. That was good. And, you know, they also have a pretty good Philly cheesesteak out there. But you're from Philly, so I will let you be the judge of that.
I try not to, man. It's
Just isn't the same.
Well, it's...
There's no place like home. Is there no place like home, Dorothy?
I used to think that, but there is. There's some good cheesesteaks out there.
Okay, where do you...
You know what? What's it called? Blue Jays or... Over there next to Bucco's.
Oh yeah,
losing my mind.
No. You're thinking about the food factory.
Yeah, that's it. God, I can't believe.
Yeah, they have very good cheesesteaks.
Oh, they do. They got really good cheesesteak over there.
The guy who started that, he was from Philly, and Big Bob, and he was known for the cheesesteaks. And then Jay Ramrass, he owned Wing World. He bought it, and he combined his Wing World with the food factory and combined the menus. And then he doesn't, you know, so it went from Bob to Jay to the new owner. But they've always kept really good wings and really good cheesesteaks.
Yep.
And you can go in there now and get beer. And I go in there about once a month and just sit at this little bar that they have. There are about three seats there and watch a sporting event and have my wings and drink a beer. And I'm on my way.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed with the cheesesteaks over at Oasis. It's not a... you know, for say Philly's cheesesteak, it's third cheesesteak. They do a good one. It's really good. They put all kinds of stuff in that. I think it's called the Works. I'm not sure.
The Works.
But it's got everything. It's a good one.
Well, you know, College Pizza, they have a great meatball sub there with the marinara and the provolone cheese, and then you have the other cheese on top of it. You know, just, oh my goodness, the Parmesan shaken, not stirred,
shaken,
and you know, on a nice cut hoagie. And anyway, very good food over there. Do you ever go over there for their pizza?
The College Pizzeria?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been over there.
They've got a great deal pizza by the slice over there. They really do.
Remember Rusty?
Yeah.
He'd go over there? He raved about that place all the time.
And you never went over there?
I make it a
habit to go there at least two to four times a year because it's really, really good pizza.
I'm sure.
And then they have other really, really good sandwiches, and their prices aren't exorbitant either. They have good prices over there. So if you want a good pizza and you're on that side of town at the intersection, if you want good food, and you're at the intersection of University Avenue and College Road, and you see that little mall there, hit the little mall, go to College Town Pizzeria. Just go do it. You know, sometimes you just got to go get good Italian food, and that's where you can go get good Italian food.
You know, now, when I go out a lot, and this is another thing I love being up here in Fairbanks, because, man, we have some noodle houses in this town.
Oh, yes.
You know me, man. I love my noodle houses.
And that's, say that to the world, Rob. Say that to the world.
And, you know, and that new one over there by your house, at the old diner.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's good, man. I'm telling you. That's
I've been
good,
there. He's good very
soup.
Good.
I love it.
He has a good – he makes a really good broth. You know, with the base of your soup is broth. And he makes a great broth depending on what you're going to have in your noodles.
And when I want to go out for like soup, you know, stuff like that, mm-hmm. and I like on the pho house, and I guess they call it pho. I don't know what they call it.
I call it pho house. You know, I'm an American Alaskan.
Have you ever seen the recipe for pho?
No.
Taylor showed it to me. It's some convoluted something or other.
About 30 ingredients, 3 hours, and 3 processes.
So I'll just go on down to what's it used to be called, Ichiban's or whatever, over there on College, and I'll just eat theirs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. It's not that we're lazy Americans. We're astute Alaskans, we know where to get good food without having to try and recreate it ourselves. Yeah. And it's things like that. You know, I'm good at what I do. And, you know, sometimes you like to go explore and you'll expand your lanes. But something like that, I'm never going to really dive into. So I look to where get something of taste like the pho house. Yep. Or yes.
I do like yes. That's good.
Yeah. And they got great soups, great noodle dishes. And that's, you know, I'm not, you know, if my noodles are Italian, you know, it's in my blood. And when you got 32 Thai restaurants or something near that in town, and like only 2 Italian restaurants,
that's Taylor when my daughter was up here for Christmas, and she just can't get over all the good Oriental food we have up here because, you know, she lives right outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And she says, we don't even have that much stuff down there, man. You guys got, you know, every other corner up here.
And the thing about it is everyone has their special places. This lady I work with, Jessica, she gets off over at my office, at the mayor's office. She gets off at 4:00. And she was waiting around Tuesday till 5:00. And I go, what are you doing? She's in my conference room, is reading a book. You know, she's away from her desk. And, you know, I go, what are you doing? She goes, well, the Thai house restaurant doesn't open till 5:00. Mm. And, you know, they close from like 2 to 5:00. And so I'm going to wait until my restaurant opens up. Then I'm going to go get dinner for tonight for her and her significant other. And I sort of chuckled. I go, you'll wait an hour for your restaurant to open up to go get your Thai dish. So that speaks volume. Mm-hmm. She's very astute. She likes her good food.
I like it over there, too. They got some good fresh food over there. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
And whatever, you know, it's interesting. We have so much Thai and only like three Chinese places, and two of them are takeout.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you take the pagoda, you know.
I was just going to say, when you got pagoda 11 miles away.
Yeah. and then he puts a really good steakhouse along with it out there in North Pole for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Only in North Pole in Fairbanks, Alaska can you have that. Yes. And also, during the month of January, the pump house is shut down, but they started serving Sunday brunch again. And I went out there a couple times in November and December with the new owners, Benny, and his partner in it.
Mm-hmm.
And his partner is the operator of it, and they put in a really, really good menu, good service. They know what they're doing, and you finally have that Sunday brunch location again. You're going to pay for it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But you get the full gamut of everything there.
What about Pike's? Are they ever going to get their
No, I don't think so.
Too bad. That was pretty
good. You know, with labor and you know, and everything, and the price of food now, you know, he took it a different direction. It's going sports bar now.
Ah, okay.
So he's got pool tables in the back.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it's all redone.
I gotta start getting out more, David. Jeez.
Yes, Rob, you
Jeez.
Do. You know, I bring you on this show. Is this the only time you get out? Is when you get on the show?
Come on. I had to go to the doctor yesterday.
Well, there's that. Okay. Oh my goodness. So what's the soup that you're recommending to everyone this next week to make? What type of soup?
I actually was thinking about when we took that last break. I'm going to make a Tuscan white bean soup.
Oh,
that's.
Oh.
Have you had mine?
Yes, I have. No. And I want more.
I think I'm going to make that this weekend.
Okay, I get some.
Yeah, okay. That's easy too. That's slow cooker stuff. You just load it up and forget about it.
Yeah.
Come back in every once in a while.
You do a 4-hour or an 8-hour?
Oh, I'll do 8 hours on that. And make it real nice, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think I'll do
low
that this weekend.
Low and slow instead of high and burn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I haven't done that in a while. That's a good one too, because I'll have that. That'll be a good week soup, because I'll have a big old thing of that, and
yeah,
be plenty.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Hungarian mushroom soup, and that's with the Hungarian paprika, and sweat the mushrooms out and start putting in your stuff, and oh man, it's just good. It's nothing but good. Simple as that. So, so where are you going to watch your football games at tomorrow? Sunday.
Home? I think I might run down to Ivory Jacks, man, for the first game at 9:00.
Yeah.
What's that first game? The Bills? I think it's the Bills.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Dallas plays on Monday.
I think the best game of the weekend is going to be Jacksonville, the second game on Saturday.
Who are they playing?
Who are they playing?
Don't worry about it.
Ask me all these hard questions.
Sorry.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. Who were they playing? They're playing somebody good, but it looked like a pretty good game. I remember I was looking at it earlier.
Cincinnati or Kansas City, someone like that. Okay. Well, whatever.
Well, Chargers. That's what it
Chargers.
Is. Because they're
that'll
two
be,
very
yeah,
even teams.
That'll be good. Yep. And what sort of food are you going to have with that?
That's the Saturday afternoon game. I think I'm doing some wings Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
I bought a big, huge bag at Costco.
Okay.
I'm going to whoop some up.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Rob,
thank you
very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We did a good job on that. You did a great job on the soup, and we did a great job on the sandwich. So that's a soup and sandwich.
That
if
was
you
a
want
goodie.
A soup and sandwich. French onion soup and a tri-tip sandwich. Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday evening, and I'll see you next week.
Good night, Fairbanks.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.